Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34. Welcome back, 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the chairman of the Latino Coalition. He's served for many years as the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration under the Bush 43 administration. That's when we met him and got to know him and started admiring him, as we continue to do. And he is in the Minority Business Hall of Fame, and he's our good friend. Hector, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be with you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Hector, every day that goes by, I continue to believe that the karma, the stars, the juju, the force, whatever you think drives the world, is getting behind America's demand of China to come to the trade table, to wind up with a trade deal that we can enforce, that we can all live with and all prosper with. I mean, what the new thing is the Hong Kong thing. This Hong Kong reaction cannot be good for the overall sentiment among the Chinese negotiators. Their economy's not doing great. They're having a problem with Huawei, and we're holding their feet to the fire. And I think we need to continue to. And our economy's doing great. Our stock market's good. We've got to take advantage of this. This is a moment in time, isn't it, Hector?
It's absolutely correct, Jim, and your analysis is spot on. I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. I had something in the Wall Street Journal about, you know, Trump's approach to China. And we've been watching China for decades. 20 years ago when I was in government, we were trying to deal with China on the very same issues. And all that's happened over the last 20 years is all those things have gotten worse. You know, the currency manipulation, intellectual property theft, the trade deficit that we have with them, you know, the unlevel playing field for our businesses going into their market. So it was time for us to do something different. You've heard this old saying a million times, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result is insanity. And that's what our China trade policy has been for the last 30 years. And I think we're finally getting their attention. And you know what, Jim? I think we're going to get a deal because they need a deal. They need to make this happen. Otherwise, their economy is going to continue going the wrong direction.
I think this Hong Kong thing is going to add some leverage to this, don't you? I mean, they don't need – that's 7 million people in Hong Kong. 1 million of them were in the streets this last week. They don't need that kind of a problem flowing over into the mainland.
Well, think of what happened in Hong Kong and think of that happening in every day in different cities in China.
What if one out of seven mainland Chinese went to the streets, one out of seven? How about that?
Well, it's just uncontrollable, and the current government would lose all credibility and all power, and they'd probably be thrown out. So they obviously don't want that to happen. Look, the Chinese don't do anything impulsively. The fact that they changed their stance in Hong Kong was a huge wake-up call to a lot of people around the world, mm-hmm. and that is that they do have internal issues that they've got to get their arms around, and the last thing they need is to have a trade war with one of their top, you know, customers, which is the United States.
And they're dealing with a man who doesn't blink at the negotiating table.
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, the way that Trump kind of discusses this is, I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at us for allowing this to happen.
Right.
And Trump basically says, look, I've dealt with the Chinese, you know, all my life. I know how they think. And if we let them take advantage of us, they will take advantage of us.
That's right.
We're going to do something different.
See, they don't think there's anything ethically wrong with violating things if you let them. That's the Eastern.
Well, that's true.
I found this to be part of the Eastern ethics is, if they violate a rule and you let them, they think they don't think they've done anything wrong.
Well, they don't. And the other thing is, they've known is because we've kind of taught them this is there will be no repercussion.
That's
we
right.
can get mad, we can get angry, we can say things are unfair.
But we don't follow up.
They will smile and say yes. They're going to say yes, and nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
And that's what Trump's calling them out on right now.
And do you think we'll get a trade deal by in the next 6 to 12 months from China?
I think that we will. Remember, this is something that Trump can basically do unilaterally. I think that the pressure is high on China. And look, nobody wants a trade war. This would not be good for anybody. But
right.
the point is that if we don't call them now on what they've been doing with our economy for decades, we're never going to be able to.
This moment in time
around.
Is not going to replicate itself in our lifetime,
yeah.
is it?
Yeah.
This is
the moment. We've got to.
This is a real moment in time. We have to strike this, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it.
I need your website quickly, Hector.
TheLatinoCoalition.com. This is
right.
a Sunday time.
TheLatinoCoalition.com. He's got a special resource that when we come back, he's going to tell us about. After the break, 20 Tales. Stay with us. You're married, music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.